This is Jack Foley. George Wallace, a well-known fine poet, has recently issued CDs of his poems with music written by others. The most recent of these was the subject of last week's show and is the subject of today's show as well, The Plains of Poe, P.O., a beautiful production with fine words by George Wallace, fine music and performance by Anna Spasik and Francesco Paolo Palladino, and gorgeous illustrations by Alberto Bertoldi. It's quite a good production. We'll begin with Resurrection Song by George Wallace. When my eyes no longer see the color blue, nor taste Eden cool on the corpse of civilizations, when my breast no longer feels the resurrection of my lover's embrace, or the surf run white across Mediterranean sand, when in the rasp and snore of my old man dreams I no longer taste the sweet juices of love flowing purple from the wounded trees of olive groves, and my teeth no longer tear at the sweet honeycomb of youth, and I no longer enjoy the maceration of tongues pressed to each other to liquefy mine. And I lie quiet like ash of spent volcanoes, arm in arm with death in the cold temple of my aging bed. Then may my heart spring once more, may my vision be clear, may my arms reach out and my ears chime with sacred song of firebirds climbing to heaven. Azul, azul. I return to you, intransitive, and the raging sun, that uterus flower, and divine furnace from which I came. And now, the musical version of that poem.
Juices of love.
This next piece is called Summer Daisies. If you could hear them, how like the wind, how like the sea, how like the stars that burn in empty heaven of God, in empty heaven of God, bursting with seeds out of the ground, like Pharaoh's children of paradise. Waiting with sun in every flower, waiting with sun in every flower. A world of war, with being and emptiness, the endless daisy chain, each flower the same as last. She loves me. She loves me not. So pretty to us, but in their going crazy, like every daisy, every freaking daisy that ever came before. If flowers could talk, we would hate them. If flowers could talk, we would hate them. She loves me. She loves me not.
The endless daisy chain, each flower the same as last. She loves me. She loves me not. To us, but they're there going crazy like every daisy that ever came before. If flowers could talk, we would hate them. If flowers could talk, we would them. She loves me. She loves me not. 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 She loves me. She loves me. She loves me not. birds could talk, we would hide them, we would hide them. Elle m'aime
un peu,
plus que toi.
Beaucoup,
passionnément. If flowers could talk, if flowers could talk, we would hide them, we would hide them. She loves me, she loves me, she loves me, she loves me not. If flowers could talk, if flowers could talk, we would hide them, we would hide them. Sie liebt mich, sie liebt mich nicht. Ella me ama. Mamma mia, non mamma. She loves me. Volime. Она любит меня. Она меня не любит, не милует.
Она меня не любит, она меня не милует.
Она меня не любит. Она меня не любит. She loves me, sie liebt mich, volime, mama. Elle m'aime, она любит меня. Sarajhe.
This is Jack Foley, and I've been playing from a really remarkable CD, The Plains of Poe. And it moves into something else at that point, so where I cut it, but it's just an extraordinary piece. And I think you understood that from what you've heard. I will end with a poem, a recent one, by George Wallace. It's not on the CD. It's called Fire Island Night for Frank O'Hara. They can replace paintings on walls. They can replace words in Olivetti's. They can replace the sand that ocean, according to its nature, steals from land. But they cannot replace you, Frank O'Hara, dying on a thin white barrier beach in early morning, in mid-July, in an American getaway island where gay men hidden from the world sing like razors in the sun. A dune buggy massacre, a homicide, before the Fire Island sun could rise. Run down by a dune buggy in a gay man's paradise, Frank O'Hara, America's good gay poet, more winsome than Walt Whitman, standing in the doorway of the five spot, painted in the nude by Larry Rivers, no money in your pocket. Nothing lost to the New York Times in its sleepwalking days. Blind to abstract expressionism and jazz. Just a dead art critic, they said, also a poet. And they can replace paintings on walls. They can replace words in Olivetti's. They can replace the sand that ocean, according to its nature, steals from land. But they cannot replace you, Frank O'Hara, dying on a thin white barrier beach, heart unbounded as the Fire Island night in mid-July, in an American getaway island where gay men, hidden from the world, sing like razors in the sun. And I was mistaken. There is still a little time. This short poem, which is in the CD, is called California. Full moon down. California never sang so sweet, so dark, so pretty, so raw as this before us Europeans came. Below the ranch house and telephone wires, deep in the dry gulch, among sagebrush and eucalyptus, where the wine grapes grow purple and thick in my neighbor's secret vines and rattlesnakes run free, Mama Coyote is singing her brilliant kill song to six hungry children under a heedless canopy of stars. Well, that's one way of looking at our favorite state. This show, which has been a favorite of mine, actually, I must say, has been the new CD that George Wallace has produced. It's called The Plains of Poe, and it's full of the most interesting things. The singer is Anna Spasek, and she's responsible for the music along with Francesco Paolo Palladino. And also, there are some really lovely cloud paintings that are included in this as well. So, but they are by Alberto Bertoldi. So there's really a lot in this package. I think that George Wallace, Frank O'Hara, Anna Spasek, Francesco Paolo Palladino, and of course, George Wallace, we're not likely to forget those people very soon. This is a wonderful album, and I hope you'll enjoy the parts I didn't play as much as I expect you enjoyed the parts I did. This is Jack Foley, and I'll be back in a week with my partner in crime, and I think you know who that is. Thanks for listening.